Alei Shulch Chelek Aleph, this is Daf Tzadi Gimel. Perek Arba'as, the 14th Perek, it's entitled Chesed, and it's a direct continuation of the previous chapter. Yesod Chesedu, the foundation of Chesed, is expressed in the Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. Ki pasoyach tiftach es yadecha loy, you shall open your hand to him, ve'ha'avet ta'aviteinu dey machsero eshe yichsar loy, and provide him, this is a very loose translation, with whatever he lacks. Rashi, quoting Chazal, afilu sus lirikavalav, even a horse to ride, ve'eved larutz efanav, and a servant to run before him. This is how it used to be done, with a servant ahead, like in our days, the policemen on the motorcycles that drive just ahead of the presidential car. Kasheze be'mez chaselo, when he really needs it, when he's lacking that. Atkan, the Rashi in the Pasuk. Says the author, ze tzerichim lirois. One needs to be able to see what the other person is lacking. Hashakur b'shirus liboy. A person is immersed in the whims of his heart. Nivtzar mimen lirois. It's impossible for him to see. Es asher yachsal lezulasei. It's not shaykh for him to be able to see. Hu yachoil ulai. Possibly, he can see. Oid lehavin shel lezulasei. That the other person is lacking what he lacks. That's the furthest you can go to see. The other person, maybe what he's lacking. We mentioned this before. This is where you get the situation of a husband who brings a wonderful wrapped gift for his wife, and she's so excited, and you remember their anniversary, and she quickly opens and she finds inside the iPod. You know, what he sees is not what she needs, but what he needs. This is at most he can see what the other person needs. What he needs, not what the other person really needs. Ulam leikanes lematzav zulasoi, to enter into the situation of the other person, to get into his shoes, to get into his skin. Ba'avar ubahoive, both in the past and the present. Ulehavin, and to understand ki chaser loy davar shehu be'einav moisaroi sobilte chashuv legame, and to understand that that person is lacking something that to me is completely it's just luxury, it's unnecessary. That's moisaroi. Or bilti chashuv, it's trivial. Ze einu bechocho shel ze oev rak esatzmoi. It's beyond the capacity of a person who loves only himself. To understand that even though for me it might be moisarois, it's just unnecessary luxury, or it's trivial, but for him it's important. Well, that a person needs to be able to see. That's the first step. Ve'acharei shira'u. After one sees and identifies the real need of the other person, then one needs to give. That almost always requires doing it against the will of the recipient, or without the person noticing that he's been given. It's very difficult to receive from others. It's quite possible that receiving is more difficult than giving. It's imperative to give in such a way that it won't be humiliating for the recipient to take. Al kegoin zenema, that's what that Gemara in Sukkah that we learned in the previous chapter says. Shema toma kol abalik poitz koifeitz. You might think that it's easy to do chesed. Talmud Omar, no. Ma yakar chasdecha elokim. Chesed is precious. It's difficult. Bli avoida vigi'a rabba, without avoida, without toil and thought. If Charlie's goes to has one cannot earn it. And this is that Rashi that we mentioned on the previous page. Tzarich lo seis leiv velitroyach velirdoifacher. The three steps of here: to pay attention, to toil, to pursue. Lo seis leiv is what we explained above. Hanu lirois es asher yichsalu lazulas. To identify what that person needs, not what I need, not to project my own needs on him. What does he need? That's the first step. Achakach litroyach. Hanu limtzui derech, to find some means. How can I make available to him what he needs? After these two stages, one doesn't pursue it, it will not come to fruition. And here the author makes a remarkable statement. He says, it seems to me, if a person does an act of chesed with perfection, yesh bo nitzoitz shel ruach hakodesh. There's a spark of Ruach HaKodesh. Remarkable. HaKoyre dvarim elu yachshevim ulai kemugzamim. A person who reads this might think that they are exaggerated. למה כל קשה לעשות חסד? Why is it so difficult to do חסד? הלוי כשמבקשים ממנו דבר, הוא נשנה, when somebody asks him, he does it, he gives it. וכשהוא רואה עני, הוא נושא לו פירוטה, when he sees a poor person, he gives a coin. ומה עוד? What else? התמק in a person who has these, who is wandering in such a way, סימן שעדיין אינו רואה, as he will say. It's an indication that he still does not see the other person. Terim ra'ach yisoin, as he will say, he has not yet been able to see by another person a lack asher alav lemalosela that he must fulfill. Next paragraph, chesed eino mitztamtzem b'chesef. Chesed is not limited to money. Chiyuch u'milat tiva b'chocham le'achayos miyuashim. A smile, a good word, an encouragement have the power to drive life into those who are in despair. Dvar idud b'chochol avi osher. An encouraging word can bring happiness. Eilem dvarim ketanim me'oid, the very small things. Umilvad and besides, marabim ha-chasadim shebechochen l'gmol. There are so many chasadim that we can bestow. L'ra'inu shem chasadim, had we only seen that the person needs them. Tefilas Eliezer Eved Avraham in Parashas Chayei Sarah. Hinei anochi nitzav al ein ha-mayim. I'm going to stand here by the spring. Uvnois anshe ho'ir yotzeus lishol mayim. The adolescent girls will come and draw water. והיה הנערה שאומר לה, התינה חדיך ואשתה. The girl to whom I shall say, let me drink a little, ואמרה שסה וגם גמליך אשקה, drink and I will also give to your camels, או יסח, הוכחת ליצחק. So you've designated her for יצחק, ובה אדע כי עשיס החסד עם אדוני. I will know through that, that you've done חסד. He says to Hashem. Says Rashi, ראויה היא לוי. I will know then that she's fitting for יצחק. Shetahegoimeles chasadim, that she is a person who bestows chesed, uchedai leikanes beveisei shel Avraham. She is worthy of entering into the abode of Avraham. Adkan says the author, mikan shechesed nivcha lefi ma shemarbim loseis. Chesed is tested according to how much one continues to give. Kesherivka lo rak shenenta levakashasei. When Rivka not only fulfilled his request of water, elagam hishke says gemalav, she went beyond and she offered to give to the camels, she gave more, baze ochicha ki ba'alas chesed. She proved that she is a ba'alas chesed. Over the page. Bedeime lemasherinu b'talmud Torah. Just as we saw in Talmud Torah. Now here, the author is referring to daf ayin base. If you look at ayin base above, right at the top, if you look at the second line there, he says, "V'chein b'inyan esik limud haTorah, lilmoid harbe yoser mechefetzo v'retzono." To learn beyond what he's used to. And if you look at the fourth line, when he stops quoting and he starts commenting, the author says, "Hari kol adam bechochol lilmod zman mesuyam merikuz v'igya." Every person has a natural ability to learn for a certain amount of time with concentration. One person might be 10 minutes, another might be an hour, another might be 6 hours. But each person has a capacity to learn for a certain amount of time with concentration. Lilmoid yoyser mimesh hazman. But to learn beyond that, that's when the war begins and one has to push the envelope. That's what he said over there. That's what he's referring to over here, back on Daf Tzadi Dalet. Similar to what we saw over there, יש לכל אדם מידה וגבול עד כמה הוא מוכן לעשות חסד. Every person has a limit as to how much he's prepared to do חסד. And just, there's a certain point beyond which you feel uncomfortable. אבוידה שחסד, the אבוידה is להרחיב גבול הנכונוס הזה. To expand that boundary, to push the envelope. ולהרביס בחסד, to go beyond where it's comfortable, where I feel, where it flows easily, and to go beyond it. That's the אבוידה. מספרים על רב שנשאל בערב פסח, this is a very famous story, he was asked on ערב פסח, אם יכולים לצאת ידי מצוות ארבע כויסוס בחלב. He was asked as to whether one could be yoitzed the ארבע כויסוס on the Seder night with milk instead of wine. הרב השיב בשלילה, he responded negatively, ונשא לשאל סכום הגון של כסף, and he gave a large amount of money to this person who asked him. שאלו מה ראה לעשות לאיש כה הרבה כסף? His wife actually asked him, why did he give so much money to the person? אמר הרב, and he responded, משאלתי הבנתי, from his question I understood, כי לא רק יין אין לו לפסח, not only does he lack wine for פסח, אלא גם בשר אין לו, but also he must be lacking meat, שרוצה לשתות חלב לדלוקוסוס, he wants to drink milk for dalet koses. And if he had meat, he would not be asking such a question. No sasi lo ikesev liknois basar v'yayin. Therefore, give him money not just for the yain, but for the basar as well. Zeu mabat shel chesed. That's the gaze of chesed. That's a person who sees into what the other person needs. Now, this story, which is famous, the source for it is in the Sefer Harishon Leshesheles Brisk. I don't know if it's ever been translated. The first in the dynasty of Brisk, it's about the Beis Halevi. It is written by Rav Chaim Karlinsky, published by Mechon Yerushalayim, and the story appears on page 172 with many more details. He expands, he elaborates on it. Beautiful. Perhaps one day we'll read it in detail. The Beis Halevi is the one who saw this. And the whole point of this story is precisely this, to be able to see what the other person needs, not just on the surface. Let's conclude the chapter. There's beyond pushing one's boundaries and doing more chesed, there's another type of avodah, which is to add to the quality. This is an avodah for gdolim. Those gdolim who merit to fill the entire world with chesed. This is a reference to that other statement that we read in Sukkah of Rav Chama bar Popa, that somebody is Yerei Shamayim, he fills up the world with chesed. The author is paraphrasing that. And he says, Kazes Reina Tzel Maran Ba'al Chazen Ish Zatzal. This is what we saw, for example, by the Chazen Ish. Mi meitano lo enen mechasedav. Who among us did not benefit from his chesed? Im be'oifin yeshi, im be'akifin, whether it was directly or indirectly. Hatzala v'yishua b'matzavei yeush v'inenim mesubachim. Salvation in desperate situations and complicated matters. Einzos ela avoida kabira b'mesirus nefesh. It was a tremendous avoida with mesirus nefesh. V'siyata deshmaya, and of course, tremendous siyata deshmaya that he had, shemaspikinu mamtzino, like that Gemara says in Rashi, that from Shemaim, they gave him the opportunities for that type of avoida. Ein lanu ela lishanech lechesed. We have to train ourselves in chesed. However, it's appropriate that we should at least know there are higher levels of avodah b'chesed, and that higher level is the avodah of gedolei hadoris. We should be aware at least that such a thing exists. Adkan.